Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Donald Trump is currently crashing out at United States athletes on Truth Social because his pathetic ass decided to skip the Super Bowl due to a fear of being booed after his disapproval rating has been surging over the past year. And honestly, it's a smart move on his part. If he doesn't want to get booed, it's probably a good thing he didn't show his face at this year's Super Bowl because we just saw a few days ago J.D. Vance get viciously booed in Milan. He was overseas in Italy, and he's still getting booed because of how much this administration has failed, both domestically and abroad. Remember this?
In an individual sport, what an honor for her.
There is the Vice President, J.D. Vance, and his wife, Usha. Ooh, those are not. Those are a lot of boos for him. Whistling, jeering, some applause.
It was so bad, the commentators were genuinely taken aback. They were like, oop, it seems like there's a lot of whistling, jeering, and booing after the vice president was shown on screen. The point is, this administration is uniquely unpopular, and the idea that Donald Trump would be able to show up at the Super Bowl without getting booed is insane, which is why he decided to skip. Imagine being such an awful president that you have to hide from your own people out of fear of being booed. But it gets worse than that. Donald Trump's pathetic ass is not only staying home from the Super Bowl, which we'll talk more about in just one moment, but he's using this free time not to help the American people, but to attack American athletes for exercising their free speech First Amendment right. As Jake Tapper says, the president is now attacking a U.S. Olympian as a, quote, loser and misrepresenting his words for a mild, unspecified criticism about things going on in the United States. Trump is quite literally crashing out at U.S. Olympic skier Hunter Hess. Let me just show you what Hunter Hess said a few days ago at the Olympics.
It brings up mixed emotions to represent the U.S. right now, I think. It's a little hard. There's obviously a lot going on that I'm not the biggest fan of, and I think a lot of people aren't. If it aligns with my moral values, I feel like I'm representing it. Just because I'm wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S. So yeah, I just kind of want to do it for my friends and my family and the people that support me.
What strikes me about this statement is that it's rather vague and like milquetoast. He's not calling out the administration. He's not using fiery language. He's just saying there's some stuff going on in the United States that I don't morally agree with. So just because I wear this flag doesn't mean I endorse everything going on in my country. It's a pretty normal statement, right? Well, conservatives on Twitter freaked the hell out. They said, then take that flag off your shoulder. Some of us wore that to defend your right to be an asshole. First of all, he's not being an asshole. Many people serve to defend his right to be able to say this, to be able to have freedom of speech, to be able to criticize the current administration. Now you're going to tell him he shouldn't represent the country that is known for freedom of speech? Well, the U.S. president is attacking Hunter Hess in a similar way. Like, this is genuinely actually loser behavior. You're sitting in the Oval Office stewing because a U.S. Olympic athlete vaguely said, hey, I don't agree with U.S. citizens being executed. Like, I'm assuming he was referring to ICE and the ICE crackdowns and the executions on the street. So just because he vaguely condemned that, Donald Trump says U.S. Olympic skier Hunter Hess, a real loser, says he doesn't represent his country in the current Winter Olympics. That's not what he said. He said everything that is happening in the United States, he doesn't morally align with. He said he didn't say he doesn't represent his country. If that's the case, he shouldn't have tried out for the team, and it's too bad he's on it. Very hard to root for someone like this. Make America great again. This is just deranged, conspiracy, schizophrenic, lunatic posting coming from the highest levels of United States leadership. Donald Trump is shitting on a U.S. Olympian for quite literally just saying he doesn't align with everything going on in the United States. Well, this is the same president who is now too scared to show his face at the Super Bowl today. Well, it's fine. He doesn't have to because we will have counter ads that show he is a threat to democracy either way. I really like this one that is going to play from James Tallarico, who is running for Senate in Texas. Check this out.
Billionaires don't just influence politicians, they own them.
That's why I don't take corporate PAC money.
It's why I fought to cap campaign contributions. In the Senate, I'll ban billionaires from making unlimited secret donations.
I'll stop members of Congress from trading stocks, and I'll raise taxes on those at the top to fund tax cuts for the rest of us.
I'm James Tallarico, and I approve this message because our government should work for all of us, not just billionaires.
Pretty strong message coming from a Democrat aired at the Super Bowl waves. How about this? Epstein survivors are airing this PSA during the Super Bowl, calling out Trump and his DOJ for covering up these files. This one is incredibly powerful.
After years of being kept apart, we're standing together.
Standing together.
Because this girl deserves the truth.
Because she deserves the truth.
Because we all deserve the truth.
That one gave me chills. A Super Bowl ad directed at Attorney General Pam Bondi. Even before the Super Bowl began, there were graphics being lit up on the side of a building that said Pedo Bowl. Donald Trump comes in with 5,300 mentions in the Epstein files. Elon Musk comes in with 1,465 mentions. I think it made him do a Sieg Heil too. Yep, there it is. Sieg Heil. Bill Gates comes in with 2,592 mentions in the Epstein files. It continues with Steve Bannon, Bill Clinton, all have mentions, honorable mentions, Howard Lutnick, Peter Thiel, Prince Andrews. I think this is pretty clever, savvy advertising. At the very least, it went super viral all over the internet directly before the Super Bowl. So J.D. Vance gets booed overseas. Donald Trump then realizes, oh shit, due to my insanely high disapproval rating in the United States, I will likely get booed. People will likely scream about the Epstein files. People will likely run ads against me at the Super Bowl. So as a function of that, Donald Trump is freaking out on his own Truth Social about Hunter Hess, an Olympic skier. Like, dude, just butt out of it for a day. Just take a break. If you're so salty that you're not going to be at the Super Bowl, don't redirect your attention towards another athlete that is trying his best to represent the United States in the best way possible. Mike Nellis points out, good effing morning to everybody. Except all of the MAGA influencers who already have their tweets written complaining about Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show tonight. Nobody cares about your culture war whining outside of bots on Twitter. Grow up. And Tom Bonier says, a real dilemma for the MAGA. How do you express outrage at the Super Bowl halftime show and Bad Bunny when you're supposed to be watching the Kid Rock regime-approved performance? Trump says you have to watch Kid Rock, so how are you going to tweet about the Bad Bunny show? A funny little dilemma. And just remember, the entire reason Republicans are mad that Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is, of course, the racism, but it's also a misunderstanding of where Bad Bunny is even from. They think that he's not American because he's from Puerto Rico when Puerto Rico is in America. Take a look at this clip.
Basic fairness. Yeah, they see it as a basic part of the social contract. You think most Americans are dumb?
Do you think Bad Bunny is a good choice for the Super Bowl?
I'm not that like knowledgeable about him, but it seems fine. And I don't know why it's a big deal. Seems like a great American artist. So sure.
He's not an American artist, but
he's Puerto Rican. That's part of America, dear.
Okay, got it. Now it makes sense. It's just pure racism. I'm going to leave it there. I hope everybody enjoys their Super Bowl today. Whatever you're doing with your Sunday, chill out with your family. Enjoy the time with your animals. Genuinely enjoy it all. I love you. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.